We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's February 5th. It is 2024. We have a six-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Joined today by my buddy Timothy Buell. You all know him in the DFS streets as Tasteful Tides. Tim, what's happening, my friend?
Yeah, not much, Stevie. Thanks again for getting those NASCAR projections out. I know that was a weird time frame for you but it was a lot of fun. I lost, but you know, it was fun to, you know, get back into the NASCAR grind.
Yeah, I mean, the first 75 laps, just a very peaceful race. Looked like everything was gonna smash. And then Gibbs and Elliott had issues, Gibbs had issues, Wallace had issues. So much changed in the last 10 laps of a 150 lap race, but glad they moved the race up. Hated it for content. Absolutely hated it for content. Like you said, it was very stressful. I think I got projections up 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes before lock. Had to forego the live show that we had planned, which kind of stunk because I know a lot of people were looking forward to that. But it was so stressful. Definitely involved a little bit of a glass of wine last night after that lock happened. So enjoyed the race.
You deserved it. You deserved it.
But yeah, I mean, if you had scores and odds and you got on my Wednesday bets, we hit Hamlin at 11-1 early in the week. So that was nice. He ended up, I think he was like plus 365 by the time the race started on most books that reopened because he was so fast in qualifying. So that one worked out. They don't always work out, but man, when you get good value on those guys, it always is nice. But let's shift gears. We got some NBA. We got Monday. It's not Chief Justice. He'll be back tomorrow with me. Him and Tim switched. Tim was grateful enough to switch with Will. He's doing a little bit of traveling today and was needed to switch. So he'll be back tomorrow. I know for me, it's so different. I love working with Tim, but I'm so used to working with Will on Mondays. He gets me back in my groove.
right.
So no pressure. No pressure, Tim. Yeah. No pressure.
Well, Will and I are very different too. So I wish you all the luck.
That's okay. Fun slate. We got a six gamer here. We got a couple back-to-backs. I think there's three of them. A lot of injury news. I mean, the Embiid news came out where he's going to miss extended time now, and we finally have kind of heard, like, the knee thing was very serious, which we kind of pieced that together. So, yeah, a lot of news, a lot to follow, and we get jump right in. We get Lakers at Charlotte, 231.5 total. Lakers a 10.5-point favorite. AD and LeBron questionable, Reddish, Vanderbilt, and Vincent out. Sounds like Vanderbilt might miss the rest of the season. That definitely matters a little bit. And then on the Charlotte side, LaMelo sat Sunday. We'll see if he is back for this game or not. Mark Williams missed another game on Sunday, so we kind of expect him to be out. They did say Gordon Hayward is at least another week away, so we know that he won't play in this game. Cody Martin sat on Sunday dealing with a knee injury, so they were very shorthanded Sunday, and I wouldn't be shocked if they're shorthanded again here. I mean, Lakers 10.5-point favorite on the road. Let's talk Lakers first. What are your thoughts here on the Lakers?
Yeah, so obviously it depends on the two big guys, AD and LeBron, right? If one of them sits, the other one's a must play. They are both very, very cheap. I mean, Charlotte is the worst defensive team in all of basketball. So, and LeBron is 10,000. AD is below 10,000. He's 9,900. That's absurd. So, the only, I guess, issue with this is that this game is going to be a blowout, most likely. So maybe they lose some run. I would bet that they sit one of these two guys. That's just my lean. And then the other one becomes basically a must play in all formats. The cheaper guys, you mentioned Vanderbilt. I think we could get to maybe some Torian Prince at 4K if you're looking for somebody cheap and get exposure to this game. If one of the two of LeBron or AD plays, I don't have much interest in Russell or Reeves. I'd either go really, really expensive or cheap down to Prince.
Great rebounding spot if Anthony Davis ends up playing in this game. Charlotte is a terrible rebounding team. We talk about it all the time. If both LeBron and Anthony Davis play, I think you could still take shots on AD. I think I prefer AD over LeBron. Like you said, if one of them sits, the other one plays, they're in a fantastic spot. And then you bump up like D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves. I watched that New York, like second half of the New York game. Was it Saturday? Yesterday? And it was really interesting. Russell didn't close in that game. They closed with like Christie, Prince, Reeves, LeBron, and AD in that one. So that was somewhat interesting. Russell's minutes have been very secure, and he's been playing a lot lately. So I thought that was interesting. Hachimura started that game and ended up only playing 19 minutes. Prince played 33 minutes off the bench in that one. So a lot of moving pieces here just in general for this team. Jackson Hayes is going to get a little bit of run. He's 3,900. I don't know if we necessarily need him in this spot, but could potentially get some extra run if the game gets out of hand. So it could be a large field tournament dart. Charlotte side of this one, I mean, I think Brandon Miller is still too cheap if LaMelo sits. He's been producing at such a high clip. His usage rate is through the roof. He's shooting. He shot at least 19 times now in four straight games. With Hayward already doubtful, LaMelo missing Sunday, assuming that like maybe Martin misses too, I think Miller at 6,800 with no LaMelo is definitely a main target here for me. I don't necessarily hate Bridges, but I don't necessarily love this matchup for Bridges either. So ton of interest in Miller. And then, gosh, man, like you would think we get some run here from like a McGowan's. He started and only played 16 minutes. PJ Washington had a huge game off the bench on Sunday. I think he had like 22-9 with a couple. He had like two or three stocks as well. So Miller, main target. Don't necessarily hate Bridges. Richards is okay. Ish Smith started on Sunday and only played 26 minutes. So I think it's Miller and maybe a little bit of PJ Washington. He got 16 shots up off the bench. So if these guys are going to be out, maybe we can roll the dice on a little bit of PJ Washington here.
Yeah, I think I completely agree with you on Miller. I would also throw in Nick Smith Jr., who played 25 minutes off the bench. He was not very good. He shot 1-for-8, 0-for-4 from 3. But he did have 2 steals and 2 assists. And like I mentioned, he's 25 minutes. He's only 3,800. So he would be another guy I would consider for value. But yeah, Brandon Miller is definitely the guy. I agree with you. I think this matchup for Bridges is not very good. So he's too expensive for my taste in this matchup. Cody Martin, if he plays, I think is fine for 4,800. But if he were to miss, I'd go right back to Miller, and I would consider Nick Smith, shooting guard, small forward eligible.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we're moving on. We got Dallas at Philadelphia, 242.5 total here. Dallas, a 1-point favorite. Luka, questionable. Exum and Lively out. Cleaver, questionable as well. On the Philadelphia side, Batum, Covington, Embiid, Melton out. Tobias, questionable. We are very fortunate this is a 7 o'clock game because this game dictates a lot on this slate, and it's a 7 o'clock game, so we should get news early enough. Let's break down the Dallas side first. Kyrie probable, Luka questionable. Luka sits. Kyrie is too cheap at 8,500 with no Luka on the floor. I mean, I think that one is pretty self-explanatory for me. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, Derrick Jones Jr. returned on Saturday and played 35 minutes. So I think his minutes at 4,400 are really solid in this game. We're taking away Embiid's defense, Covington, Batum, like this team is shorthanded right now, Philadelphia. So, I mean, I have a ton of interest in Jones Jr. I have a ton of interest in Kyrie if Luka sits. If Luka plays, it's probably just Derrick Jones Jr. for me. And that's really it.
I guess maybe a little bit of
Josh Green.
I was just gonna say Josh Green, and who do you think they start at the five? Grant Williams, Rashawn Holmes, Maxi Kleber, you know, whoever starts at the five, we don't have to worry about Embiid, right? So I think whoever starts at center is viable. They started Kleber last matchup. I would imagine they go back to Holmes for this one at 3,700. I think that's okay. You're absolutely right, though. If Luka sits, then definitely get to all the Kyrie. I like Josh Green quite a bit. It's going to be interesting to see who they start at center. But I do have interest in whoever that is.
I think if Kleber plays, he starts. And Holmes was supposed to get minutes off the bench the other night and didn't even see the court with Kleber back. So I think the only way you can play Holmes is if Kleber sits in this game. Yep. So, I'm not a Dwight Powell person. I mean, they've already showed us they definitely prefer Grant Williams over Dwight Powell. And I wouldn't be shocked if Philly goes small in this game with Dallas. Like, just this game goes a little bit smaller with Embiid being out. I don't think like Philly is loving the idea of playing Paul Reed 30 minutes a night. I think if this game just naturally goes a little bit smaller, it wouldn't necessarily shock me on this slate.
Right. I agree. And Kleber's power forward eligible too, which is really valuable. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, he played 34 minutes the other night. So if he starts and he's going to play 30 plus minutes, I don't necessarily hate that. On the Philadelphia side of this one, no Embiid. no Covington, no Batum, no Melton. Tobias is questionable. It's huge on this slate. It's an illness. Yep. So if he's at shoot around, he probably plays. If he misses shoot around, then we have to wait until lock or gets close to lock here. What are you doing with the Philly team here?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, Tyrese Maxey is one of the best plays on the entire slate. You know, Dallas does play slow. Both these teams play slow, but Dallas is not a good defensive team, especially if Kyrie is going to be guarding him. So I've for 9,100, and if Tobias were to miss also, I mean, I think you lock in Maxey and just take your chances. I think Paul Reed perhaps is too expensive.
That was my first thoughts too.
Yeah, like he's had that one game where he absolutely exploded, but other than that, he's been pretty mediocre, to say the least. So I don't think I have very much interest in Paul Reed. I think if you got like 22 minutes out of Mo Bamba, he might be a better points per dollar play than Paul Reed. But I'm not really, I think it's really just Maxey. If Harris plays, I would love to get to Harris at 7,400. And I think that's really, really about it for me for Philly.
We take Melton, Embiid, Batum, and Covington off of four. In 240 minutes, Tyrese Maxey, his usage rate is 36.1%. That's an 8.6% increase. So, yeah. I mean, it probably goes even higher if we take for because I'm curious now, if we take Tobias off as well, Maxey's usage goes up to, it's a 10.8 increase for Maxey. He's averaging 1.56 fantasy points per minute. So I don't know. Tobias in or out doesn't change my thoughts on Maxey. I have a ton of interest in this spot. Like you said, Kyrie is probable. So we're going to get some Kyrie defense on Maxey. I mean, even if Luka plays, I don't have interest. I mean, I'd still have interest in Maxey in this one. So I think the biggest thing here is kind of what you were talking about. Like, if Harris plays, I have a ton of interest in him. If Harris sits, it's kind of guessing, I would say, guessing between like whether we think it's going to be House, Korkmaz, Morris, who picks up the run. I think Oubre would be safe minutes wise. So, I mean, there's definitely value here if Harris sits. I don't have a strong lean either way, but I think Korkmaz would be the guy that would be the closest to 30 minutes if Harris sits.
Yeah, so Korkmaz would probably play the most minutes. I don't know if he necessarily has
the highest upside, though.
Exactly. Like, he might start, which you don't really want. You want whoever's going to come off the bench. So I think if like Daniel House doesn't start and plays, let's see what he played last, you know, around 20, 22 minutes, he would be a pretty good value also. So like House or I guess Korkmaz. But I think if he starts, I don't really have that much interest in Korkmaz, like sharing the floor with, you know, guys like Oubre, guys like Maxey. Like, he's going to be the last option on the court.
And Smith came out, like, he played a lot of garbage time the other night in that game against the Nets. He scored all 21 of his fantasy points in the fourth quarter in blowout time. So do not fall for that trap. No. So, I mean, Korkmaz played in garbage time. So, I mean, you're always like, you know, when you look at the first half for him the other night, he had 7 first half minutes. So that is something you got to kind of stomach a little bit here. I mean, does House come back? Does Morris come back? Like, if the game's close, it's tough to say. I know Maxey didn't have a great game the other night against Brooklyn, but I'm going back to the well on him. I think I'd prefer House over Korkmaz looking through game flow here. But, I mean, definitely want Tobias to play because I'd love to run a little Maxey-Tobias combo on a 6-game slate.
Yeah, just keep in mind that Dallas has the 24th ranked defensive rating in the NBA. They are no good on the defensive end.
All right, we got Sacramento at Cleveland. 233.5 total here. Cleveland, 5.5-point favorite. Nobody on the injury report for the Kings. Allen, questionable. Jerome and Thompson out for Cleveland. Let's go Sacramento first here. Tough matchup defensively. The one thing that we've been able to attack Cleveland with this season is wings. I think Keegan Murray definitely kind of fits the build as like a wing that you could attack this team with. Herter is another guy that I think you could attack this team with. His minutes just kind of disappeared the other night. He was shooting bad. I don't know if that had something to do with it or not. But, I mean, for me here, this is a tough matchup defensively, but it's still a six-game slate. Anything jumping off the page for you for the Kings here?
Definitely nothing's jumping off the page for me, but I do agree with you. Like, Keegan Murray would be the guy at under 6K. Who's my favorite play, but none of these guys are priorities. And I think that guys like Sabonis and Fox would be exclude button plays for me. They are too expensive for this matchup. Cleveland is too good defensively and play at too slow of a pace for me to spend up on Sabonis or Fox.
Yeah. I mean, both Sabonis and Fox have a high ceiling in any matchup. The first time these two teams met, Sabonis put up 53 fantasy points. So, like, there's always upside. So if he's going to be low-owned, sure. I mean, I understand it. Like, Sabonis even more if Jared Allen sits in this game.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if Allen were to miss, then I would maybe consider Sabonis.
And then as far as, like, the Kevin Herter, Malik Monk thing, I definitely wouldn't play them on the same team. It seems like it's one or the other kind of thing, so.
Yeah, it's definitely, you're definitely not playing, like, Murray, Monk, or Herter together.
Yeah, I could see Keegan Murray having a good game here at 5,900. I think he's probably my favorite from Sacramento.
Yeah, but would you play him on the same team as Monk and Herter?
No.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. No chance. Any interest here in the Cleveland side?
I have a lot of interest in Jared Allen if he plays. That's too cheap of a price tag. 7,600. He has legit 50-point upside. I'm kind of hoping he does play because I don't think he's going to be that popular. He's definitely my favorite play. Mitchell, 9,700. He could certainly smash at this price point. I think there are better plays at that same price point, however, like AD, like LeBron, you know, like Maxey. So Mitchell's going to kind of fall to the wayside a little bit, but he certainly has a winning ceiling in this matchup. I'm trying to see what Mobley's minutes have been. He is still okay. He's not enough minutes yet out of Mobley. He's getting close though, but not enough minutes yet to play.
I disagree. I think you could take shots on Evan Mobley. If Jared Allen sits, I like Mobley less for what it's worth. So I was looking through game flow when I was doing my research earlier. And they have been they've been checking Mobley out fast. He's been playing in like these 4 or 5 6-minute like stints. And when they've been doing this with him, he's been getting so much usage with the second unit. He had 18 fantasy points in like a 5-minute stint in the second quarter the other night against San Antonio. And he did it again in the fourth quarter. So he's getting all the usage. He's playing on the floor with like Okoro, Mural, Nang, and it just stood out to me. I was like, all right, if Allen plays, I think you could take shots on Jared Allen. I agree with you. We're going to talk about a center in the next game that I don't think you can fade on this slate. So Mobley being power forward, I think if Jared Allen plays, Mobley gets like 2 or 3 extra minutes in this game and plays in these short stints, I'm in. I mean, I think he does have upside. He showed us that the other night. He had a 28-10 game in 24 minutes. Again, that was San Antonio. Really good matchup for him.
I know. I'm just so worried that's a San Antonio trap.
Oh, I mean, easily could be. I just, when I was looking through
game flow, you're right,
like,
though.
It jumped out at me. I looked already to see, and there wasn't any. Oh, they're up now. I was looking at the players' props here. Gosh, I wish it. So I like Max Strus over 1.5 threes in this game. but it's like -145 on the Hard Rock, and that's all I got in Florida. So if you are on, or if you're in a different state and you see this at a better number, probably like in the 125-130 range, I think I'd bet Strus over threes in this game. We talk about it all the time. Sacramento allows a ton of them, and I think Max Strus, he benefits from a matchup like this on the 3-point side. A little bit of upside here at 5,200. I think he's a really strong value play. Again, Kings. I just love attacking Kings with shooters. And he's a shooter. He put up 35 fantasy points the first time these two teams met earlier this season. He made 5 threes.
Yeah, he's Strus is -135 on DK Sportsbook right now.
Really close to where I would bet it. The problem is I don't think it moves towards us. I think that if anything, it goes to 2.5 and maybe at plus money. So it's a tough one. Garland's been coming off the bench. I don't think I touched that. I think this is a Strus, Allen, Mitchell, or Mobley type of slate for me. I really want Allen to play. I think he's an excellent like tournament pivot. Like you said, I don't think he gets a ton of ownership today. And we're going to tell you why right now. We got the Clippers at Atlanta, 244 total. Clippers a 4-point favorite. The Clippers are on the second end of a back-to-back here. So it'd be interesting to see, like, I know Paul George has been kind of banged up recently. If he plays.
He already said he's going to play.
Okay.
He's already.
So, in.
Yeah.
I mean, does he play full minutes? I mean, that's always my biggest concern when it comes to. They had a tough game too, but let's talk. Oh, and then on the Atlanta side, the biggest news of the day is Capella's out. Bay and Hunter are both questionable. But let's talk Clippers here first. Fantastic spot. I mean, this is a spot. James Harden is on triple-double alert in this game. Right off the bat, this is a triple-double alert. Kawhi Leonard has big upside in this game. Zubac. He played Sunday, like started and played. He only played like 18 minutes, but it's good to note that like he's back. Maybe he doesn't play on the second end of a back-to-back. They limited him very much minutes wise. Plumlee played like 26 minutes off the bench. Powell had a bunch of minutes off the bench. What are we doing here with the Clippers?
Yeah, I mean, I would set a rule, honestly, if I was building out like 20 teams to get min one of like Kawhi, Harden, George in all my teams, you know, because Atlanta is just so bad defensively. They're 28th overall. They're the fourth fastest paced team in the NBA. I don't care that the Clippers are on back to back. This is an amazing spot for Harden, for Kawhi, for George. So I would definitely try to get overweight on Harden. I agree with you. It's definitely a triple double spot for him. So he's definitely my favorite play. With the big three all in, I really don't have that much interest in Westbrook or Zubac or any of the cheap guys for the Clippers.
Yeah, if anybody, Norman Powell, 5K, he gets enough usage with that second unit, and he closes games from time to time. So, I mean, they don't typically close with man, so I would definitely – I think – taking a shot on Norman Powell off the bench would be okay, but I think there's going to be better value just throughout the day. Let's go Atlanta here. Okay, I mean, we're not even going to hide the obvious. Okongwu is a lock and load play with no Capella. I mean, this is not one of those spots you even think twice about. You just play Okongwu. Like, you let other people not play Okongwu today. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and I agree. And he's power forward eligible, which I love. So you don't have to take up a center spot. He's going to be mega, mega chalk. I don't see any reason to get away from him at all. I think DeJounte Murray at 7,800 is also kind of interesting. That's cheap enough where I think he has a really big ceiling. You could always play Trey. I don't think it's a great spot for him. But yeah, you're playing a Kongwu and you're moving on, and that's it. Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, let's get past that, right? Sadiq Bey matters a lot in this game, whether he doesn't play or not, because I think if Sadiq Bey sits, Bogdanović is super interesting, especially if Hunter sits too. if both of those guys end up sitting, I could see Garrison Matthews playing some minutes. I don't know if it's going to be enough. I love Jalen Johnson in this game as well.
I do too.
So yeah. I think. But, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, I think that Kawhi is going to guard him is the only problem.
Yeah, that I mean, that's my thought as well. It's tough because, okay, so does that mean like Paul George is going to guard Bogdanovich? Then I like Bogdanovich a little bit more. I mean, so I think, yeah. You know, we talked about making a rule on the other side. You could easily make a rule on this game too where you kind of limit your – you limit not playing Johnson and Bogdanovich together because it doesn't seem like a ceiling spot for both of them. So 0-1, like Johnson and Bogdanovich here. Love Okongwu. Don't mind DeJounte or Trae Young. I think I'd prefer Trae just because I like Trae Young in like close competitive games where he typically will hit a ceiling. So I think I'd prefer Trae over DeJounte, but I understand the pricing. I just think we're already looking at a ton of value on this slate, and there's a lot of question marks still.
Yeah.
Derek, I'm not doing a free show for the 500. I'm sorry, my friend.
What?
Yeah, I know. Golden State at Brooklyn, 236.5 total. Common theme, right? All six of these games have totals over 230. Brooklyn, 2-point favorite. No Paul, no Payton. Wiggins doubtful for Golden State. Finney Smith, Sharp, and Simmons remain out for Brooklyn. Let's go Golden State first. I don't know like how much Wiggins really matters. Like he'll go on these like spurts of like playing a lot and not playing a lot. If anything, like it just kind of secures Jonathan Kuminga's minutes a little bit. I struggle with this team. I mean, I don't necessarily love Clay. I don't know if I want to play Draymond. I think if anything, maybe taking some shots on Podzi. I think that's who I'm taking shots on here.
That's I agree with you. Bajemski is the play for me. With Wiggins out and Paul out. And you know, look at Curry. I mean, on fire last game. He's got a massive ceiling. Nobody ever wants to play him. He's an amazing GPP play. But yeah, Pods is the play for me. I don't mind Draymond either. At 6,400, like he can fill up the stat sheet. I think this is a decent spot for him. So I think at that price point, I don't mind it. But there really is not like a standout must play, I think, for Golden State.
You did see the amount of possessions in the Atlanta Golden State game, right? It was incredibly high. like it was so wild. Brooklyn, they play pretty slow. They're going to try to slow this game down a little bit. So that's why I didn't want to like overlook Curry. He's been cooking lately. He's over 60 fantasy points in three of his last four. I just worry about the pace of this game. But I don't think you could ever rule out Steph. He's such a thing. So Brooklyn side, what do you like here for Brooklyn?
I guess not nobody really. I guess maybe Claxton. Bridges is going to play a ton of minutes. He's relatively cheap, but it's not a good matchup. So I really don't have much interest in Brooklyn at all. Like Simmons is out. Are we going to play Spencer Dinwiddie at 5K and get 25 minutes of basically nothing? I think it's Bridges or Claxton, and that's really it.
I'm gonna talk about this guy. He's my favorite player under 5K for 7X for the morning grind game. You obviously didn't say him, so if you say him, we all know you're sniping on purpose now. Okay. Love Lonnie Walker today. I think this is a good spot to play Lonnie Walker. His minutes have come back up. His shot attempts have been fantastic. Finney Smith is still out. Sharp is still out. Simmons is still out. Nothing is changing here on the Brooklyn side. So I don't see Lonnie Walker's minutes going away just in general here. So I have a lot of interest in Lonnie Walker. I think he has a lot of upside. He's getting a ton of run with that second unit. And now Ben Simmons is off of that second unit. So he's going to have even more usage now with Ben Simmons out. So he's going to be playing with, like, Royce O'Neal. Come on down, Royce. And they do these rotations where, like, Miles Bridges will come out and he'll play with the second unit. Brooklyn's notorious for getting Cam Thomas and Miles Bridges, like, with that second unit. But I like Lonnie Walker a lot today at 4K. I think he is a fantastic value play, and I hope people overlook him. Tim just did.
I just did. I also overlooked Cam Johnson at 5K. I didn't realize how cheap he is.
Brooklyn's cheap.
Yeah. Cam Johnson at 5K, I have some interest in for sure. Yeah, I totally missed Walker.
Minutes are just up a little bit with Finney Smith out. And now, like, we're adding Simmons out, too. Johnson and Walker both played over 30 minutes with Simmons playing 15 minutes the other night. So Brooklyn's finally realizing that, like, Royce O'Neal's not good. But we should mention that Dennis Smith Jr. he's missed a couple games recently. He's back for this one. I just don't think it affects Walker. So ton of interest in Lonnie Walker here today. Toronto at New Orleans is where we finish out. 234.5 total here. New Orleans a 9-point favorite. Toronto is on a back-to-back. Herb Jones, Nance, and Zion all questionable for New Orleans. Didn't necessarily see anything. I mean, Jontae Porter did not play on Sunday. Whether or not he'll be back or not here, but I didn't see anything out of the Toronto game that would suggest people are going to sit. Who knows? It's tough on back-to-back.
Yeah, they did play double overtime.
Yeah, and like if you look at the minutes for that, I mean, all the starters played at least 40 minutes except for Poeltl. Schroeder had 36 minutes off the bench. But Toronto plays really condensed. So we'll see. I mean, what do you do? Like, do you just say, I'm going to punt this game and sit like – 3 or 4 of these guys, or do you run Scotty Barnes back out there for 40 minutes? Because, I mean, that's what Toronto does. I mean, if you look at their stats this year, like, his minutes on a back-to-back have not been hurt whatsoever. Scotty Barnes just plays, and he just plays, man. It's wild to me. Great point on the double overtime. Completely overlooked that when I was breaking it down, but let's talk Toronto. I mean, this is going to be a team where if this news starts to come out, hopefully it comes out early, but we should 1 or 2 o'clock have a first initial injury report. And if nobody's on it, I mean, this is what Toronto does. They play their guys a ton of minutes.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is tough because this is the only 8 o'clock game and the slate starts at 7. So there could be some funny business. But either way, I don't really have that much interest in any of these guys other than Scotty Barnes, because I love Scotty Barnes. He has a massive ceiling in any matchup. He's under 9K. He's point guard, small forward eligible, which I absolutely love. I don't really want to play Quickly or Barrett or Poeltl. So really, it's just Barnes for me, and that would be it. So other than that, I don't want any of the value pieces for Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, Jakob has missed a lot of time here recently. He was out for almost a month. I wouldn't be shocked if he sits. Thad probably plays 30-plus minutes
Thad would be a great play.
Center only? I hate that.
I know, but we've got a lot of good power forward centers on the slate.
Yeah, we do. I mean,
you do.
I think he'd be in play. Kind of watch the news on this one. Like I said, I think it's like, so this game is in New Orleans. So 2:30, we should have a first initial injury report for this team. If nobody's on it, I mean, this is what Toronto does. They play their guys. New Orleans side of this game, I mean, so much to watch here. Like,
yep.
Yep. You know, if Larry Nance sits, I've been talking about this a lot lately, we play Valanciunas. I mean, the minutes go back up to 25. They go back from like 20 to 24 to like 28 to 35. So if Nance sits, I like Valanciunas a lot. I mean, it's another contrarian type center play that we could take some shots on. Watch the Zion news. If Zion sits, I think you could take shots on BI or McCollum. But yeah, I'm watching Larry Nance news here because I have interest in Valanciunas if Larry Nance sits.
These guys are way too cheap. So like, if you get any kind of value, jump on it. So like, Zion sits, you play Ingram. You know, like, Nance sits, you play Joe Vile. It's pretty easy. So the Pelicans are super cheap. They're in a really good spot at home against Toronto, who played double overtime on Sunday night. So I really like, you know, waiting out and leaving a couple spots open to get exposure to New Orleans in this matchup.
Going to be an NBA player, play double overtime, get on a plane and fly to New Orleans right after the game.
Right.
Get up the next day and go play 35 more minutes.
It's a really bad spot for Toronto.
Is it? Oh man, I just had it up to, are they on like 3 or 4 or anything like that? Like, they played on the 2nd, so no, they're not on 3 or 4. So I was gonna say that can make it worse. Zion finally had a big game the other night. It was against San Antonio though, so I think my main target here is Plants and Valanciunas if Nance is out. If we start seeing some of these wings, I think Trey Murphy could be interesting. I wish he was a little bit cheaper, though. All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. We'll send it off into Tuesday. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Josh Green.
I like it. I already said it. I like Lonnie Walker a lot today. He showed a lot of upside on the second unit for Brooklyn lately, and the minutes are up. So I like it. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
I'll go Sabonis.
Yeah, I don't necessarily hate that one. Tough matchup going up against Cleveland. I think I'm going to go Fox in that same game. Cleveland is really tough on guards. I'm going to go Fox.
You know, we both should have done Bridges. He's the one that's going to bust.
Miles Bridges. Got to love him. Favorite 6X play today?
I'm going to go AD.
I like it. I'm going to go Okongwu. Because I feel like that is the
that's biggest cheating, though. That is
layup ever.
That is cheating.
I give out so many contrarian plays. If you want something different, I'll go Brandon Miller. I like Brandon Miller a lot today, too. Right. Assuming LaMelo sits. And I don't love shooters on back-to-backs, but I like Brandon Miller. Just playing good ball right now. Let's get weird GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Taurean Prince.
Yeezy's mad at me. He told me to stop talking about Okongwu, so I got to bring him up more. Listen, Yeezy, Okongwu is still going to be 30% lower than he should be on this slate. My Let's Get Rid of GPP play today is Keegan Murray. I like him a lot today. I like the wings against Cleveland. Any bets standing out to you? Player props, pick them.
I like the Clippers -3.5. And right now the Pelicans are -10. I also kind of like that. So I think my official choice would be the Pelicans -10.
Yeah, I got nothing today. Nothing jumping off the page. There's a lot of books or a lot of props that are not even out yet. I will say, like, I'll be looking for Okongwu's props when they pop up to see like if it's priced properly when it first opens. Kind of want it to come in around, I don't even know, man. This is where it gets tough. I would assume I bet Okongwu at least a 26.5 points and rebounds. I think that's the magic number for me, 26.5. Yeah. 35 minutes. It's just, he's such a good point per minute producer. So I want to see it come in at like 23.5, but I don't think it'd come in that low. maybe. We'll never know. We'll see. We'll see what it comes in. Hope everyone has a fantastic Monday. We'll be back tomorrow talking more hoops. Good luck, everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you then.